Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, Amy, could you begin by telling us a little bit more about dementia and how it affects the memory of those suffering from it?
Sure. So the most common type of dementia is caused by Alzheimer's disease, and it's called Alzheimer's dementia. And the main symptom of that is impaired memory. So there's lots of different types of dementia, though, but that's the most common one. So that's why we hear a lot about that type.
Right. Well, this study that this story is based around suggests that singing can assist those with dementia and potentially help them to remember. How do you discover something like this?
Well, music is a really powerful trigger of memories in all of us, not just people with dementia. Most of us know that feeling of being transported back in time when we hear a particular song. And it turns out that this remains the case for people with dementia. So in the case of Alzheimer's dementia, as I mentioned, the main symptom is impaired memory. But it turns out that music is somehow special, like memory for familiar music. And the ability for music to trigger those music-evoked memories remains, even in the face of dementia. Even in really severe dementia, music can have powerful effects.
Right. Well, I've also heard there's other complex mind activities that help, like Sudoku or in crossword puzzles. Is there any real difference between the effects of singing versus these complex mind activities?
Yeah, well, I think that any sort of activity that stimulates your mind is really good, and social activities as well. So doing both, social and stimulating your mind, is sort of the best combination for reducing the risk of dementia. And I guess singing groups tackle that, both of those things. So they're social, it incorporates music, and music is a really effective stimulus at stimulating our whole brain. It activates the whole brain, parts of the brain that control memory and emotion and movement. So this is why we have such positive effects with music.
Are there any other benefits that singing can provide for those with potentially other neurological disorders? Could this research perhaps be brought into other disorders?
Yeah, so there's singing groups for people with stroke, particularly people who have aphasia or impaired ability to speak after a stroke. Singing has been shown to be a really good therapy for them. And also Parkinson's disease. So a number of neurological conditions can benefit from singing. And often the effects are really strong psychological effects. So improved confidence, improved communication, and just that feeling of camaraderie of being in a group where people understand the condition that you have, and often carers can join in and have the support of other carers. I think singing is a very powerful therapy for a number of neurological conditions and even for healthy people.
And is singing, how long do the effects last for? Is it something that rarely only lasts, their memory lasts while the song's being sung, or is it long-term effects?
Yeah, well, this is something that's still being researched, but a lot of the people who take part in these singing groups report that the effects are most pronounced when they're actually singing, but they do have a lag-on effect. So for the whole day after they did the singing group in the morning, they can feel those positive effects for the whole day. And then the longer that you take part in these groups, those effects can potentially remain for a longer period of time. But that sort of dose effect, how much do you need to have a longer therapeutic effect, is something that needs more research.
And do you think this could potentially help us lead down a track to potentially resolving or treating dementia?
Look, I don't think music is going to be a cure for dementia. That's not going to happen, but music certainly can improve quality of life and well-being for people with dementia. And given that we're not near having a cure, I think this is the most important thing currently for people with not just dementia but any neurological condition, living a life that's full and as happy as possible, and music can really contribute positively to that.
Right. Well, it's really good to hear how music's really helping boost these people's quality of life. Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.